Mr. Glickert, Mike Glickert.
Hi, John, again.
Mike.
Question for you. What would be your top three priorities if you're appointed to this seat?
I mean, in terms of the city projects and things under consideration?
Yes.
Top three. Certainly, the police station is one. I guess I'm concerned also about how much we're taking down the reserves. I'd much rather see them up near 40% down than the legal 17%. That'd be a second one. Pension reform, I think, is a big one. A couple of the finance advisory task forces we worked on, we looked at the pension situation. I was happy with the cost that the price the manager was giving us, the current pension fund managers. It's only 0.25% per year, which is fairly low by industry standards. But I was disappointed in their performance. They seem to be very, very strong on the defensive side in down markets, but not doing all that well in up markets. We're missing quite a bit. I think had they done better in up markets, we would have not have had to put so much money into the system to bring the pension benefit up where it should be. And it's getting more and more difficult for them. As bonds are maturing and interest rates and bonds are going down, it's harder and harder to find things which are bringing in a proper income stream. So I think some conversation with a pension fund manager is in order. In addition, on the pension side, one thing we looked at a while back, and I was strongly in favor of, was switching to a defined contribution system, at least for new employees. And you may want to keep the old ones, especially those with 10 years employment or more, on the old system of defined benefit. But an awful lot of towns around us have gone to defined contribution system. And the real advantage there is you know what your costs are going to be every year. It's a fixed percentage of your employees' total salary, and you're not going to get hit with these excursions once in a while where you have to put more money in the pension thing. So those, I guess, are the three that I would talk about, I would focus on to begin with.
One more question. What would you do for the first ward that is different from the current council member and the former council member in representing the first ward constituents?
I'm sorry, what was the first, what would I do different, what?
What would you do differently than what the current city council member, standing council member is doing, and the former city council member for the first ward?
So the first former city council, I hope I have a better personality for one thing. I think former members' personality got in the way of, and his people skills got in the way of doing things. My people skills, I'll admit, were not very good in my younger years. They've gotten much better in their more recent years. I'm very, very much, very willing to give everybody a fair shake. I learned this, especially on the Board of Adjustment, giving everybody a chance to speak without without letting anybody speak forever, if you will. And I would just hope that my ability to listen to both sides and try to accommodate both sides would work well. I think I've got the same analytical skills in terms of looking at problems that if the former council member had, but I would just hope that I'd be able to get along with people a lot better. Other than that, it's really hard to define anything that I really would do differently. I think I would put out more of a newsletter to constituents. Mr. Kraft put one out very sporadically, didn't have much in it. I would put more of a newsletter into as many people in the first ward as I could and put it out very frequently. I think that's important. I guess, I don't know, if he'd had open office hours, I would try to set up open office hours and meet with people. I'm retired, I've got the time to do it. That's no question.
Mr. Crow, Terry Crow.
Thank you, John. Hope that life is going well for you in New Hampshire. This is Terry Crow, and I don't think anyone can question your dedication to our city, so thank you very much for all you've done for the past 47 years. I guess a question I have for you is, you close out your application by saying you're a data-driven person, and I'm wondering if you can give me some examples of how that process has worked in your city work.
Okay, in this city work. Well, yeah, I think in terms of looking at the pension stuff, when I really dug into what was going on with the current pension manager, my recommendations to A, switch to the defined contribution, and B, to try to look at what they were doing. I was looking at the data in terms of not just their overall returns, but how the system is being upheld, but how they were doing in terms of bringing the thing up to date so we wouldn't have to money in. On the Board of Adjustment work, certainly, we've had to evaluate a lot of things, and every time we have a meeting, I've encouraged the board members to go on out and meet with the homeowners, the property owners every time. Some do and some don't, but we've had a lot of data to digest and things to go through, and I've brought a lot to bear in that. I've work with Zach Greitens to beef up the information that I had at hand to help people make decisions, and try to gather as much information as we can about every single project. That's what I've done in the past. If you're asking me, I can give you an example of one thing I would look at right now. There's been some discussion, controversy over the success of the ambulance switchover, if you will. I've seen numbers on one side that say the ambulance response time is now about 3.5 minutes. It used to be 4.5 minutes. But I see the other side, I think Terry, maybe you and Paulette were saying that actually the numbers were really quite a bit higher. And I would sort of investigate, on what basis is this comparison being done? Is it really apples to apples or is it apples to oranges? I don't really know, but this is just what I've read. And so I would dig into this and try to find out and get a really fair, exact comparison. It's exactly what's going on with that. And there's some other areas I think that could be done too. I hope that helps.
It does. Contemporaneous to today, you were, I think, very involved in the propositions S and P, and I'm trying to determine what data was provided to you, what options were looked at, and how you came about the conclusions that you did based on the process that was used for props S and P.
Okay, so the three of us, as Paulette characterized as three white men at the time, and I've happily accepted that, we were called in to just advise. And that's all we did. We were presented with 14 possible capital projects, and we were asked to advise on the possibility of all of them. And gradually, as we went through the discussions over a period of time, the staff eliminated a few of the projects. As far as I can recall, we never really made a decisive vote, the three of us who were there. It was all, we were just offering opinions on the different projects, and the staff decided what they would go with. Personally, I would not have done the parks. I would have done the streets. I felt there were some other things that were more important. The public works manager wanted to improve Salt Dome, which is in the flood zone, the river to pair. He wanted to move that out of there. I felt from a sustainability point of view, infrastructure point of view, that was perhaps more important than parks. There were a couple other things. But you know, we didn't really decide on that. We didn't make the ultimate decisions. Somebody else was making the decisions. I said, we're just strictly advisory.
And what would you do differently now, knowing that the Prop S&P did not pass by large margins? What would you have done differently?
Okay, what I would have done differently, when the whole thing finished, I went up to Mr. Walker and I said, why didn't you include somebody from the Car Crow group? Because that was after people were sort of starting to put up the campaign against it. And he said he wanted people in there he could work with. And I knew with the three of us he's used to working with, and he was comfortable with us. And I think he feared that you people might have put in somebody who's more disruptive, if you will, and he couldn't work with. So what I would have done differently in that process, I would have invited Crow and Carr to put somebody on that committee, I think is what I would have done. What I would do now is the roads are clearly need help. And I would try to put together a group of people, I guess, from both sides of the political divide we have, to try to come up with some system where everybody could get behind it, where we could really go work on a road improvement project. There are a lot of roads, especially in the third ward, which really need it. And the only way that we're going to get some agreement on what has to be done is to bring people from both sides together, especially the 3-3 split you've got now, and get a consensus on what really needs to be done and what's the best way to finance it. I'm not quite sure what that is right now, but this is what I would go about doing.
Thank you.
I have about 5 more minutes, Ms. Carr.
Hi, John. Welcome. Also, thank you for your many years of service and your always your availability in terms of discussing issues. I really appreciate it. My question of you, and it will be the same to all candidates, is how do you view representative government? As we saw in the case of the outsourcing, the citizens did not feel engaged. They did not feel like they were consulted. And yet members of this council felt as if it was their decision to make. And in the case of the bond issues, which for which you were a consultant, we had a similar feedback. So I'd like to know what your position is with regard to the decision making and how you approach representative government.
Okay, so I approach representative government by trying to give everybody a say, but there has to be a limit. Free speech is one thing, but allowing people to talk on and on forever, and in Board of Adjustment or Plan Commission, I didn't do that. I cut people off if they're going on forever and things aren't relevant. I would like to see everybody have a fair say and input into what goes on. That's how I view it. And that includes the council. I think, unfortunately, recently that has not been the case. Certainly you and Terry feel it hasn't been the case. And if you're feeling that strongly, then and it clearly hasn't been. But while allowing everybody to have a fair say in it, I think that the say you're having has got to be constructive. And so it really can't be destructive. It has to be a constructive input. Sure, there can be difference of opinion as to way to go, how to fund things, what projects are important, etc. But I would give everybody a fair say, but not letting things just hang on, go on forever and forever and forever without a decision being made. Is that fair enough, Paulette?
That is your answer. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Smotherson, did you have a question?
Well, John, this is Wayne Smotherson, and I just have one quick question, and that is, for the people of the First Ward, tell me what you, how you feel about, well, tell me, you've lived in the First Ward for a few years. Give me your opinion of the First Ward, what you know about the First Ward and your relationship with the First Ward residents.
Well, so I've got friends pretty much in all parts of the First Ward, but certainly do I know more than 50 or 60 people? Probably not, even though I've been a resident for 47 years. I think the First Ward financially is in pretty good shape. Housing-wise, it's in pretty good shape. I'm not sure about all the part of the hockey stick part of the First Ward, if you will. That is the blade of the hockey stick where you take going up south of Del Mar and then you take that part on the western part of the city which goes up to Olive. Most of that's in pretty good shape too, I think. It's not quite up to the standard of the housing and the rest of the part, but I think the housing is in good shape. My impression is most of the roads are well taken care of. I think we've got more problems in the Third Ward than in others in terms of infrastructure. I don't really see too many problems going on. I think my relationship is good with the people I know within the First Ward. I don't have any disputes with any of them. In my own subdivision, I was subdivision trustee president for 6 years back in the early 70s. So I get along with the people, and even my own subdivision, I try very hard. And even in terms of the city council election, back in 2010, I was City Theory's treasurer for election, if you will. And then in 2014, Steve Kraft asked me to be treasurer, and I was treasurer for him. And what happened in between is when Kraft first ran in 2010, his personality didn't really please me very much. But then he called me in 2012 or 13 to discuss some city matter, a matter that he really wanted some input on. And I had discussions with him, and I was quite impressed with how we'd gone into delving into these things. So when he asked me, he surprised me, he asked me to be his treasurer, I accepted. So am I on one side or the other all that much? I wouldn't say I am. I know Cindy Theory is in the car group camp and Steve wasn't. So I think I've managed to get along with everybody pretty well.
Okay, John, just as a final point, you are aware that as per our city charter, this appointment would last until April 2007. Are you comfortable with
2017,
I think, yes. Sorry, 2017. So are you aware of that?
And yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. With that, Mr. Solidar, we'd like to thank you, and thanks for taking the time to break up your vacation and tell your mother happy birthday.
Okay. Glad
thank you very
it.
Much.
Good luck, folks.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, Maureen O'Donnell.
Thank you for the pause.
When I first walked in, I couldn't figure out, is it this I'm Brenda Dell. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Well,
thank you. I did. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah. I know it. And I always forget to go through it. You're better than I am about it. I just figured since I'm new, I've noticed that many of the other applicants have lived in New City for a very long time. So since you had a chance to talk to me, they needed digital information.
No, I thought you were going to, so I could start it up on the same
yeah.
note.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I should
have
paused
that. Separately.
That would be pausing. It's not okay. That.
So I can pause it. I'll just do them separately.
This microphone wasn't turned on at the first
one. Doesn't have to be.
It wasn't connected.
Oh, it wasn't connected. I pushed it in, but it wasn't in front of it.
This wasn't connected. So it goes through like when you first connect it and it flashes a bunch of times.
Oh, I did it to all those other ones. I hit them.
So it was like 5 minutes because I.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, and I didn't get this one started.
I started that one.
Oh, did you?